Good morning, Sophie speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Sophie Tucon?
Yes, this is her.
Hello, this is Alisa. The reason of my call is to speak regarding a patient. Her name is Geraldine Graffio.
Okay, just give me a second. I'm gonna pull up her chart.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you please verify her date of birth and address?
Her date of birth is September 16th of 1946. And her address is 709 East Church, apartment C1, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144.
Thank you. How may I help you?
The situation with this patient is that we have not been able to reach out to her in almost like 2 months. The caregiver does not clock in and clock out. She only keeps sending timesheets. We let her know that that's not allowed, that she has to get a cell phone. She said that she doesn't have any date to buy a cell phone. We provided her an option to buy a phone, and we can reimburse her. And she said that she didn't want that. And we told her that if she doesn't clock in until today exactly, the case will be discharged. And mysteriously, she didn't reach out to us anymore, and she clocked in today. So we want to know if you're able to reach out to the patient or to see what's going on.
She clocked in today, you said?
Yeah, magically, she didn't contact us back because she said that she will sue. Because I told her that if we're due to lack of communication, the services might be stopped, and she said that she's going to sue, but we let her know that that's part of her job, that she has to clock in and clock out and communicate, and we are not able to help the patient. When I called to the patient's phone number, no one answers. It's just like an open cell phone, but no one speaks, so.
Who's the caregiver?
Her name is Sierra Newrick.
And that's somebody that she chose. That's her family member?
No. We don't, actually, we don't have more information because since I don't speak so much with the patient, it's really hard to know. Yeah.
I mean, I just wanted to know if she brought the caregiver to the agency to be hired
Just
or.
give me 1 second so I can find out that. Yes, she brought the caregiver to the agency. I can see in the notes.
Okay. And you said, when did you last speak with Ms. Grafford about the shift, and the clocking issue?
The last time that I spoke with the patient, correct?
Yes.
Was December 19th.
December 19th. And that's when you told her that she needs to clock in, or did you tell that to the caregiver?
I informed to the caregiver, and we realized that she started sending timesheets like a month ago. And I let her know by email that she's not allowed to that, and she started to say that she's going to sue. We provided her the options about the cell phone because it's mandatory that she clock in and clock out. So we are at least to confirm visits with the patient, but she's just closed to everything. She just simply clocked in today, so we think that she's like playing with us.
Oh, yeah. she has, so she's not being compliant with the clock in and clock out, and you haven't been able to speak with the patient just to verify if she's really working. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to call her. And what's your name, please? I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. My name is Alisa.
How do you spell your name?
Okay. A as an apple, L as a library, Y as a gate, S-S-S-S-A.
Okay. All right, Alisa. So I will try to call Ms. Graffey just to know what's going on, and I'll report back to you.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.